From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Luis Hernandez, and yo soy Boricua.
And I'm Alisa Mendez Batista, y yo soy Boricua.
And by the way, Alisa is wrapping up her internship with us this week. Now, I was born in San Juan, Puerto Rico in March of 1972, but we left the island really within the first year of my life. We moved around a lot, and at the age of five, we arrived in the sleepy town of Clewiston, Florida.
I was born also in San Juan, Puerto Rico in February of 1991. I've lived there all of my life, and I just recently moved to Florida, to Weston, about 3 months ago.
And as you can tell, I don't have an accent at all. English is my first language, but I can speak. Yo hablo español. I view myself more as someone from the mainland, but I know I am Boricua. Now, the confusion is, what exactly does that mean? So, Alisa, you've been living in Puerto Rico for most of your life, but how do you define Boricua? What is a Boricua?
I think that Boricuas are united people. We're very warm, welcoming. We're full of flavor, sabor. It's great because anywhere you go, and if you hear someone that sounds like you, you don't even know them, and they immediately say, tú eres boricua, yo soy boricua, dale, pa' que tú sepas, you know, like, it's that instant connection that we all have.
All right, so you know all the stories that have been discussed over the last few years about Puerto Rico. The economy is terrible, and there's just corruption all over in the government. But what's it like in Puerto Rico? What's the conversation like? What are people talking about? So many people are leaving and coming here.
The conversation is very divided. There are some people that are willing to stay and kind of reinvent themselves, changing careers, doing startups, you name it. There's other people that are afraid to leave, but they know that the situation might get worse before it gets better.
Was it easy for you? Was it an easy decision? Because you're now a resident of the United States full time.
It wasn't easy. I actually, I cried a lot before leaving. I had people tell me, like, you know, you should go, you're young, you know, you're a fresh college graduate, seize the world, take all the opportunities that you're probably not going to find here. And some people were like, you know, but you found a job back home, so, I mean, give it a shot. I don't think it's a very good idea to leave. And it was hard. It was hard.
Did it take a long time to make that decision?
About maybe like 2 or 3 weeks that I was emotionally drained.
Do you want to go back? Go back for good.
Back for good. Not at the moment. Not at the moment. I still want to give myself the opportunity to see what's out there for career growth, maybe personal growth as well. But I do eventually want to go back, but I guess not right now. I still, you know, want to stay a little bit longer and see how it goes.
You know, I guess we are Americans. We're American citizens.
Yes.
By birth. But do Puerto Ricans consider themselves Americans? Do they identify themselves when they're living on the island as Puerto Ricans or Boricua or I don't know.
Boricua, mostly. Yeah.
How do you identify yourself? You.
I identify myself as a Boricua. I mean, I know I'm American. I am an American citizen. But in terms of, you know, my cultural identity, I'm Boricua. I'm a Puerto Rican. And I think a lot of people feel that way. You know, some people would say like, okay, so we have the American passport and everything, but even in the news back home, they would treat the United States as like world news. We're very island-centered.
All right. Well, I'm Luis Hernandez. I am Boricua.
Pa que tú lo sepas, I'm Alisa Mendez Batista. I can't deny my mother. And yo soy Boricua.
And this is WLRN, Miami Herald News.